It's finals week at the University of Alaska Anchorage, and that means many students are crunching a very large amount of work into a very short amount of time. An Anchorage woman has found a creative way to help students beat the stress of the week. APRN intern Jolene Almendarez has the story.
Students have 16 weeks to hash out a plan for academic success. The final exam itinerary is in every student syllabus from day one. But in coffee shops and study areas on the UAA campus this week, a random sampling of students confirm procrastination and cramming are the name of the game.
I've got about 12 books that I've got to cover before tomorrow, so.
And how long have you had to read the books?
I've had all semester to read them.
Let's just say my final starts in 2 hours and I started the study guide an hour ago.
Every year I procrastinate. Every semester, every year. Just... Look at me. I mean, I'm never organized. Everything is done at the last minute with no sleep prior to these exams.
Because I decided to, you know, try to go all night around 5 a.m., I ended up falling asleep. And I had set an alarm so I'd make it to my final, but I slept through the first 20 minutes of it. But I got it done. So I think no harm, no foul in the end.
That's Sean Cahill, Helen Lindemood, Chan Saturn, and Brendan Hernandez, who are among the marathon studiers prepping for exams. Amid the caffeine runs and last-minute readings, students can find reprieve from the stress at the consortium library.
You're the cutest!
A golden lab lays on a blanket at the entrance of the library, turning belly up for tummy rubs when students pass by. He's sitting next to Ashley McDougall, the owner and trainer of Pinnacle Canine Services.
This is Charlie I have with me. He's a one-year-old, and he's in training to be a diabetic alert dog. So he's got a bright future.
McDougall is a former UAA student. Library Dean Steve Rollins asked if she was interested in having her dogs participate in the puppy therapy during finals week after a professor put them in contact with each other last semester. McDougall agreed immediately. She's already aware of the health benefits of interacting with animals.
The dogs, it's been proven that when you pet and interact with the dogs, it releases good hormones like oxytocin. So it just kind of helps all around with the stress of the time. Everybody comes in stressed, uptight. You see their shoulders, they're kind of frowning. They come in, interact for a few minutes, and you see smiles and lots of stuff.
Charlie, visit. Hi.
Puppy therapy is being offered throughout the week in the library from 2 to 4 p.m. Thursday and 4 to 6 p.m. Friday. A golden retriever named Remy splits the shift with Charlie to give students emotional support. In Anchorage, I'm Jolene Almendarez.